welcome to the Assistive Technology in the Desert podcast. This podcast is sponsored by the Arizona Governor's Council on Blindness and Visual Impairment in partnership with Sound Sounds of Arizona. My name is B. Shapiro, and I am the Assistive Technology Committee Chair. In today's podcast, our guests are the GCBVI Assistive Technology Committee, and Bob Kresmer, who is the GCBVI Chair and member of the AT Committee as well. They are back to continue demonstrating how to use the iPhone. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Carla Rivas, for being here, and Bob Kresmer for being here, and Nathan for being here. Nathan will be talking about how to activate Siri, so people who want to use Siri to use the iPhone, he will be doing a quick demonstration on how to activate Siri on the iPhone.
Hello, I'm going to start by going into the iPhone settings. I do have the voiceover accessibility feature on, so you will hear the prompts as I'm tapping on the screen. So in the iPhone settings, I'm going to go down to the third section and tap on Siri and search.
Siri and search button. Content from Apple. Content from Apple. Setting.
At the top of this is a toggle button that says listen for Hey Siri, which will activate Siri by voice commands.
Listen for Hey Siri. Off.
I toggled that on. There's also the next item down, press side button for Siri.
Side button for Siri, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
With that feature, you will press and hold the side button for a few moments, and that will activate the Siri invocation feature. This is separate from the accessibility feature for the voiceover shortcut, which is going to be a triple tap on that side button. There are a few other settings within the Siri features that you can also adjust the voice.
Voiceover on. Set it. Siri voice. American. Voice for. Button. Siri voice. Siri voice. American. Voice for. Button.
So Nathan, we can have a woman's voice or a man's voice. Is that correct?
That is correct. I am trying to get it to play that, so I can give a few examples here. Here is an alternate option.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use. Hi, I'm
so, Siri. As you can hear there are options for several different dialects or regional variations, and you can also then toggle between several different voices that are both male or female. You can also adjust the speed and the methods in which you interact with Siri, again being the voice invocation command of Hey Siri, that it can listen for that verbal invocation, or this press and hold of that side button.
My understanding, Nathan, is that Siri basically is just it would tell you the region, or it will just say Siri and you just have to go by the sound of the different voices.
That is correct.
With Siri, basically you can tell it and ask what time is it and some of the features, just so you can get some information. Is that correct?
Exactly. I can give you a quick example here using the side button. Hey Siri, what's the weather? And it's displaying it on my screen because I had toggled my voiceover off for a moment, but it's showing me Mesa, Arizona, zero chance of rain, 58 degrees. If I had tapped on that item on the screen, it should read it out loud to me as well.
Voiceover on. You. Voiceover off.
Thank you, Nathan. I am B. Shapiro, and I will be talking about the gestures that the iPhone has via VoiceOver. And VoiceOver is the screen reader that Apple provides to have access to the phone screen. So VoiceOver, you can also change the different names of the voices. You can have it female or male, and you can go and do that via VoiceOver area. I'm going to turn VoiceOver on.
Speech on.
So the gestures that we are going to use today basically will be the one finger gesture and two finger gestures. We have different fingers that you can use, but for today, we are just going to do one and two. The phone screen is divided into three areas. At the top of the screen is the status line, and that line basically gives you the battery level, the network of what your provider provides, your cell phone provider, and the time. So if I go up there, it's going to say
calendar 2:19 p.m.
How do you go up there, B?
So I'm touching the screen up at the top, and basically I'm just putting my finger up at the top. The next area is the biggest area on the screen, is the home screen that has icons for the applications that you can use via the iPhone. And the bottom part of your screen is called the dock. And on the dock, you would have, for the most part, people would have the phone app. This is where you would go in and you can call people. You would have your internet browser and music. So the one finger gesture, you can move around your screen by just sliding your finger around your screen. So I'm going to do that. And as I slide my finger through the screen, it's going to basically going to say the each area where I'm at.
Maps, wallet, weather, app store, 5 updates of it, stocks, reminders, settings, one home, health, zero.
So basically I moved around sliding my finger around my screen, or I can use the flick gesture. It's kind of like lighting a match. You just go flick, 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 moving your one finger, and usually you would use your index finger. That's what most people use. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to flick, and it's going to move through the different icons.
iTunes Store, page 1 of 6, iTunes Store, 0, FaceTime, clock, 2, watch, health, home, settings, news, app store.
So basically, you would move around. VoiceOver, as you move through your icons, it gives you a hint of what you can do with the icon, or if it's on the clock, it's going to give you the time. Or if you are in the App Store, it will tell you if you have available applications that you need to update and so forth. And then it also gives you the hint of double tap to open the application. I'm going to move to the bottom part of the screen, which is the dock. It's where your phone application is located. So,
dock, phone. 2 new items.
So it said phone. I tap it, and it's told me that I had 2 items. So if it is saying 2 items, it could be a possibility that I have two missed calls, or possibly I would have two voicemails. I would not know what those are until I open the app, the phone app.
Double tap to open.
So it says double tap, so you can tap the app by doing a fast motion. I'm going to try to tap it on the table so you can kind of hear the rhythm of how fast you have to do it. Can you guys hear it?
I heard that.
Tap, tap. And you have to do it very fast. Tap, tap. And that's two taps to open whatever app that you want, application on your iPhone. So basically, you can slide your finger to move around your screen, or you can use a flick to move through all the different applications on the screen. Once I'm on the one that I want, I can use a one finger double tap to open that app. Carla?
All right. So two finger gestures. I'm going to go over some kind of the most basic ones. I'm going to turn on my phone so I can demonstrate them. And why my phone is...
Speak, try again. Okay. Mail. Message. Okay.
So the first gesture I just used was to stop the speech because it started talking before me. And I just have the screen with two fingers. And the two fingers, typically you keep them separate, like an inch probably. And I just tap once, gently. You don't have to really do a hard touch there. And I will pause the speech. And if you want to resume the speech, you tap the same way. Let's say you're getting a notification or you're reading a document or a text. That's your way to pause and to resume.
And can you double tap anywhere on the screen?
It can be anywhere on the screen. That's correct. So that's for pause and resume the speech. Now, let's say you want to execute an action. For example, your phone rings and you want to answer that phone call. You're going to use two fingers, double tap. So again, it will be something like the speed that B show us. I'm going to do it on the computer like that. And that will answer or hang up on a phone call. If you're playing music, that will stop the music, or you can resume the music as well. Or if you're doing like a video or media like YouTube, it will be initiate an action or cancel that action. And my phone just went to sleep.
Montage audio folder.
And I pause the speech because I'm talking still. So anyway, so let's see if I do the two-finger double tap right now that I'm not doing anything.
Cerebra sin barrera. El canal donde puedes aprender, implementar y triunfar.
Bienvenidos a Ceguera Sin Barrera.
And that was just a YouTube video that was playing, and I just initiated with the two-finger double tap, and I paused it in two-finger double tap. It was in Spanish. Sorry about that. but that's the way your two-finger double tap works. We have, I'm going to go to an email I got.
Safari. Phone, mail, 1,600.
And I implement
message content. Take a deep breath.
Okay, I implemented what B said. I use one finger and double tap on the mail to open. And I have a mail here open. I'm gonna touch the screen with one finger to locate where my name is.
Inbox, Dr. Stephen Gundry, Carla.
Okay, I heard my name there. I wanna read from that position to the end of the email, I will use two finger and I will slide them from top to bottom.
Carla, my father had a trick that can boost your health and increase your confidence.
And I just pause with two fingers. If I want to read from the top of that email down, I will do two fingers, sliding them from bottom to the top. So I'm going to do that right now.
Inbox. Back button. Subject. Instant self-confidence. Harvard expert tells all. Go up. Button. Go down. Button. If you are having trouble viewing this email, click here. Link. If you want to unsubscribe, and notice how good you...
And I pause, because it's a lot of information that it's not needed. But...
And you paused by using a two-finger double tap?
No, I pause only with two fingers touching the screen, just like the first command I was talking about.
Thank you.
Yes. And so that's how you... So the two-finger gentle touch on the screen is to pause the reading, the voiceover reading. The two-finger double tap, when you want to pause something, is to pause media or like music or movies and or answer an incoming call or hang up. That's kind of more an action of what's going on your phone rather than stopping the reading from voiceover.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There is another two-finger gesture that's very important that will allow us to read by, you know, words, characters, and is the rotor, that's through the rotor. And that gesture is done like twisting your fingers on the screen. So the best way I usually explain this gesture is imagine you have a bottle of water and you are removing the lid of the on the top and you're twisting it to remove it. That motion you're doing to remove the lid of the bottle, that's about the motion you need to perform on the phone. And so even sometimes people have difficulty when doing this gesture because they may do a pinch gesture rather than the two fingers separate. If you have hard time keeping an appropriate distance, talking about that lid from the bottle, you can hold that between your fingers, typically the thumb and your index. And by holding the lid in between those two fingers, that will keep a nice distance between those fingers. And then you can do your twist motion on the phone. And I was just getting a notification and I put my two fingers on the screen to stop the phone from reading that to me. So let's try the motion with the two finger twisting toward the right, and we're going to move through different options.
Characters.
That's if we want to spell something, like sometimes we get codes or passcodes that we need to know exactly what letters or numbers we receive. That's the option I choose to go letter by letter.
Words.
I can read word by word.
Lines.
Line by line.
Speaking rate, 44.
Here I can change the speed of the speech, right? And so there's more options. If you want to go backwards, you twist from right to left.
Words. Handwriting. Lowercase. Edit. Braille table. Language. Default.
And so you move through the different options there. And if you want to choose an option, for Braille example.
Table. Edit. Actions. Active handwriting. Look characters. Words. Lines. Speaking rate.
So 44. Speaking rate, we want to change that. You will use one finger up or down, up to increase the rate.
49.
And down to decrease the rate.
44.
Those are pretty much really the main gestures that are used with voiceover. Typically, if you use magnification, for example, you're going to use the pinch gesture to magnify or to zoom in or to zoom out. So to zoom in, you basically are gonna kind of put your fingers like in a pinch motion, and you're gonna open your fingers on the screen, and that will make it bigger. So the bigger your pinch is opening, that's as big as your letters will go. And to reduce the size of your font when you need it, then you start with your two fingers on the screen, and then you pinch in by getting your fingers closer, and the closer you get them, that's as the size of the font starts getting smaller. So you can adjust that if you have magnification activated on your phone. But that's basically the two finger hand gestures that I can think of that are most common.
So between Carla and Nathan, we've learned how to change the speaking voice from male to female or different pitches. And we've also learned how to make it talk faster or slower, louder or softer. And we've also learned how to, using the rotary motion, the twisting motion, how to change it to read character by character or word by word. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you guys for demonstrating. Just again, the motions is of the double tapping, whether you're using one finger or two fingers, is you have to do it rapidly. If not, it would not do it. It would not work. The same thing with flicking, you know, it's like doing a match. Is that's what you want to do. What Carla was saying, going up and down, if you want to increase, decrease the rate is, you know, flick up, flick down. And you also, again, you want to do it in a rapid motion, so it will do it. So thank you both for demonstrating that. Our next podcast, we will continue demonstrating more sections of the phone and the screen and different apps, so people can get an idea on how to use the iPhone. I want to say that there are two websites that are very important for those who want to learn more about the gestures or how these iPhone works. One is called Apple Viz, and it's Apple Viz, APPLEV as in Victor, IS.com. And the other one is called BlindAbilities.com. Those websites are very, very helpful, and they really go in depth with how to use the iPhone. As I said, next month we will continue demonstrating more gestures and the applications and how to use the magnification part that Carla mentioned. So thank you all for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. I'll have fun with your iPhones.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My thanks to the Arizona Government's Council on Blindness and Visual Impairment for teaming up with Sun Sounds of Arizona for Tech in the Desert. Tech in the Desert airs the fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Stay tuned for more great programming on Sun Sounds of Arizona.